USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is wrapping up discussions at the G20 summit in India. In their concluding statement on Saturday, global leaders advocated for a fair and lasting peace in Ukraine, yet they refrained from directly censuring Russia for its incursion and instead emphasized the importance of respecting territorial boundaries between nations. Former President Donald Trump is reiterating his belief that the legal challenges he's facing are a result of Democrats' attempts to thwart his return to the White House.
You know, if I was in third or fourth place, or if I wasn't running, I'd be living the life of Riley. I wouldn't be here with you tonight, but I'd be living there. I'd have nice houses all over the place. I'd be living a beautiful life. They wouldn't indict me. They indicted me because I'm in first place.
Trump suggested his strong polling numbers in the Republican primary and even in a hypothetical general election against President Biden may be prompting Democrats to use legal means against him. A Tennessee lawmaker says enough evidence has been gathered to start impeachment proceedings on President Biden.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden.
You know, my articles of impeachment can be offered as a privilege motion, which would trigger a vote within 48 hours. I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. The evidence is there. I mean, the country is in crisis and he's going no vacation. Come on, this is ridiculous.
I'm Lance Pry.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says 66 people are still missing after the wildfires in Maui last month. At least 115 people have been confirmed dead. The fires destroyed more than 2,000 structures and caused an estimated $5.5 billion in damage. And Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting Senate Democrats' demand for his recusal from an upcoming Supreme Court case, deeming it invalid. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
More than 1,000 lives have been lost and hundreds injured in the aftermath of an earthquake that rocked Morocco. The nation's interior ministry revised the death toll Saturday following the 6.8 magnitude tremor that struck on Friday night. This has been the strongest earthquake to hit the North African country in over 100 years. Some mask mandates may be returning.
As the COVID-19 virus continues to resurge across the country, children in some schools are being forced to wear masks. Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul tells Fox News, we really need to follow the science.
Not one healthy child died from COVID. I repeat that, not one. The number is zero, and yet we're forcing three vaccines, and we now know that the more vaccines you give to children, the higher the incidence of the heart inflammation.
I'm Tim Berg.
Phoenix could set yet another summer heat record if it reaches 110 degrees or more, as is expected Saturday. That would mark 54 days this year. The previous record was set back in 2020. Maricopa County public health officials said there have been 194 heat-associated deaths this year. Reality TV star Kim Kardashian, who's of Armenian descent, has written an op-ed in Rolling Stone appealing to President Biden to prevent a potential Armenian genocide. She's urging the administration to act swiftly, calling for sanctions and cessation of foreign aid to Azerbaijan. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.